course. He's a wonderful storyteller, just like our Lord was. And I think all of us have Aunt Fays, Brother Opie. You know the scripture that says that of Lazarus, that Jesus loved him. Jesus loved that whole family. Jesus loved Mary. And when Obi opened up and he says, "You're going to hear a prophecy fulfilled today," I got goosebumps. And how simple it was in application that Mary would be memorialized because of her love of the Lord and that fulfillment of that today. It was very, very moving. And I think the practical lesson for me, Brother Todd asks, what did I get out of it? This idea of fragrance that Obi spent and just beautifully whirled it together into a lesson. Have you ever been in a store and someone passes you that's a heavy cigarette smoker? There's a fragrance there, although maybe fragrance isn't quite the right word. When I pass brethren in the truth that I have a history with, that I think about what a blessing, the scripture that we are a sweet savor comes to mind. And I think that's the lesson. And again, Obi's conclusion, that we should treasure one another, think about the sweet savor we are one to another, and while we have them here, make use of them. That's especially a poignant thought to Brother Obi, with Brother George and Brother Walter having passed. They're brethren that are gone now. They're with the Lord. We will have a wonderful family reunion shortly. But you look around us and you see brethren that are getting older, brethren that are bearing burdens. Can we enjoy the fragrance of one another and make use of what the Lord has given us so that we would treasure one another, that we would cry with one another, that we would pray with one another? It was a beautiful lesson. That's what I got out of it. Thank you, Brother Obi.